This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome into another hour of conversation. This is the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen. I love it when the ladies walk into the virtual room that we have here, because it does sound like we're all in the same room, even though we are not. We're thousands of miles apart. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Victoria's in New Jersey. Jay's down in Nashville. I'm on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, but yet it feels, because we all feel so good when we're together, it feels like we are physically together. So I guess we could have a chorus of hallelujah for that, and then move on to the other items of the day that are of interest and import. The Secretary of Defense, Jennifer Lloyd Austin, and the Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, Winken, and Nod, have gone on trips to shore up support among allies in the Arab Gulf. So what are they saying? This is obviously about Afghanistan. They went on separate planes because I guess there's not enough room for the two of them in one plane.
Well, I'm sure it has a lot to do with security.
Yeah. Right. All right.
And
so anyway,
imagine
what are
that
they
flew a lot with the press, because remember, they're trying to repair the messaging, they're trying to repair what happened. So I think that they probably are taking a lot of media with them. They are expected to visit the Gulf and to talk about the post-war stuff that's going to happen. And they also want to reassure our allies, our Arab allies, that the United States is here. We're ready to play. Remember, there was a lot of anxiety about President Trump sitting in the White House. And when President Biden came in, he said, I'm going to be the one who is going to work with our allies. And a lot of them felt, including our closest allies, like in the UK, like a slap in the face when they were not privy to the plans of the Biden administration. And so they're on this kind of apology tour now to try to let people know that we can be trusted again. It's going to be interesting to see if he's going to ever, Lloyd Austin now I'm talking about, if he's ever going to testify before the House Armed Services Committee. He was ordered by that committee to submit his plan on Afghanistan and the evacuations. And, who knows if they're going to stonewall or if they're going to deliver on that. There are a lot of people from both sides of the aisle who are calling on an accounting of what happened. How much equipment does the Taliban have? How did we decide to leave the way we did? Kind of give like a insight into what the conversations were. And people are wanting to see this in the House of Representatives. And it's not just Republicans now, it's Democrats as well, because they lead the House that are calling for this kind of testimony.
Right. So what's going on here with the rally that's planned in Washington with the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers? Why another rally?
To protest the first people who got busted for the first protest?
Well, and in some ways they're right. There are people who were arrested at the so-called insurrection that are still in jail that have not been given a right to trial.
Why?
And exactly. Why? Why are they still in jail is the question. And if this happened to some of the other protesters from the summer, again, it's just about treating people the same. You know, whether it's someone who protested during the summer or someone who protested at the Capitol, equal treatment would be, I think, fantastic for most of us, that we could, something we could agree on. And it's just not happening. So people have been socked away for months without even getting a hearing date. And so there are a lot of people who are saying
that's not right. Isn't that against
the unconstitutional
law?
Right.
Yeah.
But a lot of people wait for a long, long time to get
a
trial.
How is that?
Because it's the slow wheels of justice. But also, you know, Jen's right, and I do agree with this, that everybody needs to be treated equally. You know, what really annoyed a lot of people was that fake shaman guy and his all-organic diet that he was given in jail. There are numerous cases of no clean drinking water for black prisoners awaiting their trials.
Now, I mean, I don't
it's ridiculous.
Even know if he got the organic diet, but the fact that his mother came out and was asking for it, I think is ridiculous. I had a friend who challenged the, I think I told you about him, he's a congressman, former congressman, who challenged Lois Lerner at the IRS.
Yeah.
Well, let me just, I'll finish. Right, and ahead, he challenged Lois Lerner and the Obama administration and then was sent to jail for some crazy campaign finance thing. They actually had him on a target list. So he goes into jail. He's diabetic, and all they will feed him is Wonder Bread sandwiches. That's it. And they put him in solitary confinement for basically what they say is a blue-collar crime, which he says he never even committed. So why? I mean, what? Again, it's all about just being equal. That's it.
I want Pepperidge Farm bread, please, not Wonder Bread. Wonder Bread.
Well, you know, when you're diabetic, that's a rough
diet. Yeah, it is. Okay, so under the circumstances, if you are accused of things, I get it, but if you're found not guilty and you've been sitting around in jail, what's the recompense here? Let's say you're
if you're innocent, then nothing. But if you're guilty, you get time served. You get a credit for it.
All right. So I have a lady that works for me on the farm, whose son was accused of beating up his girlfriend, and in fact, it looks like it was the other way around, and the investigators are finding that out. He was arrested 6 months ago. He's still in jail, hasn't had a hearing, he has a lawyer.
Yeah, it's not just the, yeah, I know. It's
so
it happens a lot.
I don't think the kid's got a lot of problems, but I don't think he did what he's accused of by any stretch of the imagination. And
he not eligible for bail, I wonder? These guys can't even post bail. That's one of the things. Yeah.
I think that's part of the problem. Well, because the bail was very steep because of the charges against him. And so, let's say he found, or any of these people are found not guilty, what's their recourse?
I know.
If they've sat in jail for 6 months?
But how many innocent people have sat on death row for 30 years?
Yeah,
what's their recompense?
What's their recourse?
I'm sorry, but I have no sympathy. You know, my sympathy goes towards the people who have been wrongfully accused and have been sitting for 30-something years in the justice system, not, you know, some whiny people have been there.
Okay,
it's the wrong
name. It's all about consistency. There are a lot of people who have been picked up in this who were just protesting, who didn't even set foot in the Capitol. I mean, I've told you stories of people I know with the FBI coming to their house and taking Trump stickers out of their house. That's part of the problem with all this, is that it's like, okay, you're going to take a Trump sticker from me? Ooh, scary. You know, I mean, what are you doing with that? Because I attended a rally, you're going to now start focusing on me? I mean, this is where we have to be very consistent. Your friend, Doug, should not be sitting there without an opportunity for bail. I don't know the situations of that particular case, but whoever this is, you know, deserves to have at least the opportunity to post bail, at least the opportunity to get a hearing, at least know what they're being charged with. There are a lot of people who are just sitting there right now. And it's whether it's the people who are at the Capitol or the people who are having the same situation as
your friends.
You know
how many people are sitting at Rikers Island because they can't make a $100 bail payment?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
they've been sitting there forever.
It's problem
for a traffic violation.
I know.
It's so messed up.
Yeah, it is.
What a mess. All right, speaking of law and order, This fellow who killed the four people in Florida didn't know who he was killing, and the reasons don't seem to be clear. Brian Riley is his name.
He's on
Yeah.
I think he was on meth.
Yeah, he said God was talking to him, telling him to contact somebody that the daughter in the house named, I forget what the name was, but
the 11-year-old
in the house lived there with that name, that she was going to commit suicide, and it was up to him to save her.
And then he ended up shooting everybody. That doesn't, yeah, I know. It's a very weird story. And then essentially he says he just wants to be, he said, quote, I'm a sick guy. I want to confess to all of it and be sent to jail. Okay, well, there's an 11-year-old fighting for her life, and the rest of the family wiped out, including the dog.
Goes to the gas chamber or the hangman's noose or the firing squad or something after this. Unless it's proven that he was insane or on whatever it was, and then you go after, you figure out why he has a gun.
Can I just ask a question that, it's a little bit kind of funny, but like, his fiance came out and said he had been acting weird, you know, in the few days leading up to this. Why do all these crazy crackpot guys always have a fiance? They always have a girlfriend, or they always have some sort of a fiance. The guy who shot up all of Vegas, that country festival, you know, his fiance or whatever. There's always
her.
A fiance somewhere.
Well, I feel
who
like
wants to get engaged to a guy who is
smuggling money to him?
But like, who wants to be engaged to a guy like this? Like, it doesn't even. I don't know. Ladies, have higher standards, please. Okay, continue.
There we go. No, I just think that figuring this stuff out is difficult, frankly. 16 past the hour, the Taliban up next here on the DJV program. Running your own business requires a lot of running around, from bookkeeping to client meetings. You run it all. By the time you need to hire, you've run out of energy. Luckily, with Indeed Instant Match, you immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a job. According to TalentNest, Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined. Hiring can finally run smoothly with Indeed. Learn more. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Coming up on 18 after the hour on the DJV program with Jen, Victoria, Jay, Doug, the situation with the Taliban. Apparently, there are, not that this is a big surprise, women's protections have vanished in Afghanistan. There was a protest, a peaceful protest in support of these rights, which the Taliban went in and shot it up to make sure that there were no witnesses left or whatever. I don't know what they did with them all, but that the protest didn't last. I thought it was interesting
that they also have hostages. Yeah, that they tried to do something, but they also have hostages now. And this is the problem. Not just women hostages, American hostages. There were planes that were trying to leave with Americans, and now the Taliban are holding them back, and they don't know if we're
those planes were Afghans
money.
Though, because I've been following that, and they're Afghans who hadn't had their papers processed.
They were
American citizens and green card holders from other countries, and according to CBS News, they're still being held in quotes hostage from leaving the country by the Taliban. These are, I guess, there's someone who they have as an anonymous source claimed that the Taliban is not giving permission for any planes to leave Mazar-i-Sharif, which is that airstrip I talked about where the American planes are being turned around by the State Department, even though they have permission to land in Doha. So they're being held at that airport now instead of, this is outside of Kabul.
For one reason, wouldn't you think they'd want to just get rid of anybody who doesn't want to live by their law?
Because now they're worth money. They're worth money.
How do you mean worth money? What's that?
They're going to hold them hostage from the American government. They're going to say, hey, we'll give you these people back.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the Afghanistanis who want out. Why would
they want to kill? Because they want to kill those people.
Well, let's just let them go.
Turncoats.
They don't want to be there. Oh. So kill them first, then do something with them. Oy. All right, well, that reminds me of I was watching an episode of Yellowstone last night, and the blonde daughter has a boyfriend who works on the ranch, and he loves her, and he wanted to give her a wedding. He wanted to give her an engagement ring. So he had his mother's body exhumed so he could take the ring off of her finger.
Yeah, that's a hard pass.
No thanks.
So much.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you hit Zales there, sir?
Really? Gosh. Right. Or K Jewelers. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
After the hour now, trending time on the DJV program. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. Why don't I, well, Jay, you can do that. I don't have to be the big announcer.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, DJV Show, and you can hit us up on the website, DJVShow.com.
What were we talking about after the last episode? Now, when it came into my mind and went out of my mind, somebody we were going to talk about.
That, Stanley Tucci.
Ah, right. He had the, he's, he has a cancer on his tongue. That apparently he's been treated for 3 years, and he can't. It's so big they can't take it off.
No. He's overcome it. So he revealed that his wife battled the cancer 3 years ago. It was at the base of his tongue and too big to operate on, so they did high doses of radiation and chemo to remove it.
What are you saying under your breath, Victoria?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, how you got to. They can't remove it. It's so large on his tongue, and Jay's like, no, he already overcame it. Like,
well, but he didn't. They didn't remove it, did they, Jay?
They couldn't remove it by operation, but high doses of radiation and chemo removed it.
Okay,
and so he is cancer free.
Got it.
And now he had lost his.
I'm feeling great. I was going to say, how does he taste all that amazing Italian food on his travel show?
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
Right.
He's delightful, though. I love him.
Well, yeah, he lost his first wife, Kate Tucci, to breast cancer in 2009. They share 3 kids and then 2 kids from Kate's previous marriage. And so this was a big ordeal, especially for the kids that he shares with Kate. And then he has 2 more kids with his current wife, Felicity Blunt, who is Emily Blunt's sister.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah,
that's
met
right.
At,
he and John Krasinski are brothers-in-law.
Yeah, exactly.
The
they actually
out,
met
right.
at John
that's
and
a dinner
Emily's
table I'd love
wedding.
To be at.
Yeah, that'd be
yeah.
fun.
That would
definitely.
Be fun.
Where
okay,
did they
now.
Meet, Jay?
Emily Blunt's and John Krasinski's wedding.
There we go.
Hmm. Okay.
Wedding
so I want to go back for just a second and underscore something that I'm sure Victoria will take a shot at me for. But I said to Jay when we were talking about this off the air, there's a British actor whose name I can never remember, but who is comparable in looks to Stanley Tucci. And he usually plays heavy, but he's got a heavy British accent, and I think it's hard for him to lose. But if you look at him, you think they're twin brothers. And his name, Jay, is?
Mark Strong.
Right. And so how
like
did
uncanny.
Victoria try to discredit me on this?
No, I didn't. I said this was a very good one, because normally, and Jen, you're here now to back me up, normally you're like, I always get Regina King and Kelly Clarkson mixed up. And you're like, okay, there's no similarity whatsoever. But in this instance, these two look exactly alike, so you were right.
Definitely celebrity get doppelgangers.
Get that. Wait a minute, Mark Phil. You get a recording of that? In this case, you are correct.
You've really been good today, all day long. You've been really nailing it.
I have been. Okay. Did we talk about Howie Mandel already and his mental
sort
of depression?
Yeah, is there something new?
Well, I don't know. I think I was thinking about it during the course of the last conversation, and sometimes I don't remember whether it's on the air or off the air. But Howie Mandel, I think, is a very likable guy. Apparently, he's got a lot of demons, though, that he doesn't... He hasn't. Well, he's now being honest about it because he's got an HBO, making a few bucks doing an HBO special, right?
Peacock. Streaming on Peacock, which is owned by NBC. But it's been pretty well known that he is a big germaphobe, and it got to a point where he almost lost his marriage because his wife was like, "This is getting too much. Like, go get therapy, or I'm gone." And so he went and got therapy. And then during the whole shutdown with the pandemic, it was just very isolating. And you take a germaphobe and put a pandemic, that's a lot. And then he's dealing with depression. And he was saying that one silver lining coming from all of this is the newfound awareness that getting help for mental struggles is actually a good thing. It's not something to be ashamed of.
Well, no, and that's something that I'm strongly in favor of, and I've had these conversations on the air many, many times about how having a doctor for your head is the same or is as important as having a doctor for your body. And if you have, everybody's got times in their lives when they have a brain adjustment necessary. Just like you have you get a bad cold, so you get a head cold, in a manner of speaking. So I'm good for him.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Yeah. Restrictions are coming to an end. Yeah. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mexico has blocked a new U.S.-bound migrant caravan at its southern border over the weekend. The roughly 400 people were made up of folks from Central America, Venezuelans, and Haitians. The U.S. Supreme Court reinstated President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy in late August. Comments by Mexican President Lopez Obrador said he wanted undocumented migrants to stay in southern Mexico. Migration advocate groups called Mexico's actions a cruel act. Six planes trying to ferry hundreds of American citizens and green card holders spent another day parked on an airstrip in northern Afghanistan Monday. House Foreign Affairs Committee ranking member Republican Michael McCaul of Texas on Fox News.
And in fact, we had six airplanes at Mazar Sharif Airport, six airplanes with American citizens on them as I speak, also with these interpreters, and the Taliban is holding them hostage for demands.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The science experts in the Biden administration jumped the gun, announcing a September date to start distributing booster shots to prevent serious illness from COVID-19. This was done before the scientists at the FDA and CDC cleared the way for booster shots, adding to the confused messaging from the White House. Dr. Ashish Jha, the dean of Brown University's School of Public Health, told Newsmax TV on Monday what he knows about the booster shots.
I think what we're going to see is the clinical trials that are being done right now, or what Pfizer and Moderna are collecting, is their own data. So obviously, if you imagine you're Pfizer, your motivation on the third shot is to make sure you're testing your own dose. So I don't think that they're going to be submitting data with mixing and matching. So the big question will be, is somebody else going to run those trials? Is NIH going to run those trials? Until we do, I think the official recommendation is going to be to stick to the one that you got. That's where the best evidence is going to be, and I think that's probably pretty reasonable.
Will we need to take a booster shot every year?
I don't expect it. First of all, you know, obviously there's the annual flu shot. It's possible this could become an annual shot for a while, but I don't even know that that's necessarily going to be the case. Look, the idea that we didn't know that this was going to be a three-shot regimen a year ago, of course we didn't. Like, this is the first time we've developed this vaccine against this virus. So to me, I'm not totally surprised. I have to say this is not what I was expecting either. But we don't have regimens which we're doing 4, 5, 6 shots. That's not generally how vaccines work. It's not necessary. I don't expect that to happen here either.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Personal problems, you've come to the right place. This is the best example on the radio of people who've overcome all their personal problems.
And you're going to say people who have problems. Like, you're right.
Yeah.
All crazy around here.
Jennifer Horn is crazy. Victoria Keelan, yep, on the edge. Jay Kirshner. What do you mean? That's all right.
Okay.
Listen, we're all... Listen,
okay, don't feel bad. I've already jumped in, so...
Yeah.
The water's right, exactly. Great down here. Just jump.
What's causing your problem, Jennifer? Let's have a little... Shrink time on the air. Okay, Jennifer, what's causing your problem?
Oh, God, you need more than 5 minutes. Give me a break.
Yeah,
bring me some wine and a couch and we'll chat.
What's the earliest in the day you've ever had a glass of wine?
The earliest in the day?
Hmm.
I don't know.
Does champagne count for brunch?
Yeah, brunch.
7:34.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you mean instead of milk in my Cheerios? No, you make it seem like I drink all the time. I make jokes about my wine consumption,
yeah.
But it's, you know. I don't know. Depending
Victoria,
on a vacation.
Actually, truth be told, I think Victoria probably drinks more than you do. I'm going to guess that she does.
We might give each other a run for it.
I'm not sure about Jay yet.
No, I have half a glass of wine and I'm hungover for 3 days.
Really? That's me too.
Okay, yeah. She's got some work to do. We've got to callus Jay up before we go to Vegas. But no, I would say, like, if you have a mimosa at brunch, that would probably be the earliest. It's not like I wake up and go, God, you know, it sounds great. Cabernet.
Breakfast wine.
I know. Nobody wants that.
Mm-hmm. Who is it we were talking about the other day who had a problem? Got up every morning and had a beer. That was the
Tim
first
McGraw.
Thing. Was it McGraw? That's right.
Ooh,
too.
That
yes,
sounds good. So awful.
Yeah, and then he started going to the liquor cabinet, too. At least 7 in the morning. Yeah. 7:34.
Sounds like that's a bad episode of Yellowstone.
That, like, we all joke, and, you know, I think obviously all of us are being healthy about it, but, like, that's where it just, it's so tragic, you know, when people have, when they get to that point where they wake up and they need something.
I joke about it, self-defense. My mother was that way.
Yeah.
That's what my mother's life was like.
My grandmother, too. Not the one I call Mima, but my mom's mom. Yeah. I mean, she would call us at, like, 6:30 on a Saturday morning, and my mom would just go, ugh, because she just knew it was on.
Well, Doug, you had posed the question for our social media about how does one justify alcohol or drug intake, all of that stuff. And I can't remember the name of the person, but somebody had a really great response that it's justified until you get to the point where it is affecting you or the people you love in your daily lives.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's a good thing to remember. Okay, moving on. There's a Colorado amusement park called Glenwood Caverns. It's basically a park built around the old mines, the old mine shafts. And so some six-year-old girl went into the mine shaft. It's called the Haunted Mine Drop. Right away, I'm not going on this ride. 6 years old.
I've seen this place. I've driven past it.
Yeah, I think I have too, as a matter of fact, yes. The car that she was in fell off of the cable, plunged 110 feet.
Wait, why is a six-year-old allowed on this ride?
Well, yeah, it's like one of those drop thrill rides. That was my first question, too. And everybody in the car fell, and they were stranded. They were trapped in this kind of, like, whole abyss thing, and she was the one that didn't make it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you look at this thing, and you don't want to go into it. It's like an old ramshackle.
There's no way, though. But you drop off of a cliff. There's no way.
Yeah. That's it. Why do people find that? Bungee jumping, jumping out of airplanes. I guess I've asked that before. Why is that stimulating? Why is that something that you want to do? I don't ever understand.
Not to make it all about alcohol, but, like, I'll meet you in the lodge after. Like, that's kind of like, I'll just sit there and have a cocktail and watch you, fall off a cliff. No thanks.
I can feel the adrenaline through watching you.
Yeah.
Why do they call it cocktails?
I don't know. That's a Jen question, maybe. I have no idea.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Glad I asked. Okay.
Sorry.
There's a petition floating around that we all should be interested in. This is something that comes and goes frequently, but we're now, believe it or not, we're almost a year away from the every 2 year elections for members of Congress. So there's a big term limits movement. It's nonpartisan from what I can tell. For Republicans, a way to, I suppose, club at the opposition. For the Democrats, the same thing.
I don't even care who, you know what?
I don't either.
Who cares who came up with this idea? Whoever is behind term limits, I'm in.
91% of Republicans support it, 80% of Democrats, and 81% of independents. Now, that's interesting.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, 87% of men are for term limits, 81% of women are for term limits, but they all reach a brick wall because of the considerable political skill behind the scenes to screw up these congressional term limit the questions or the whys and the wherefores. You know, the people who want it say it will bring fresh blood to elected offices. By the way, it's not just
leading
about Washington. It's a statewide thing, too. What'd you say, Jen?
But look who's leading. Okay, so your two leaders in the House, Kevin McCarthy and Nancy Pelosi, your two leaders in the Senate, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer, aside from Kevin McCarthy, leave him out for a moment, those people have been in Congress forever.
40 years. Yeah.
Collecting dust, collecting money, not doing really the bidding of the people, but figuring out the power.
Deadwood. It's Deadwood. They're all Deadwood. They should be stars in that old cowboy show. Deadwood. This is a career now, and if you go back to the founders of the country, it was supposed to be an honor, and you served a term or two, and that was it. You went back to working whatever you were you farmers or whatever, business people. But this is the real bottom line here is the influence of lobbyists, and all the special interest groups, the entrenched relationships that they have, not only with the elected officials, but with their bureaucratic buddies, the people that actually, remember we've made a theme out of this the last two or three weeks about who's really running the swamp, and it's not necessarily the politicians, it's the people who make a career out of working for this politician, okay, he gets defeated, I'm going over and work for this politician. And those are the people that know their way around, that actually introduce the lobbyists and the lawyers to the candidates and then to the congressmen and senators to a lesser degree. But it's just they move so quickly from one office to another. Staff, they're the ones that do all the technical work anyway. So isn't that where the focus should be? Not necessarily just on, I think that's what I'm coming around to thinking, that the focus should be on getting rid of, or somehow or other, figuring out how to clean out the swamp.
And here's the thing. Part of it is that they make it, because we use parliamentary procedure, and a lot of times people come in and they don't know how to get things done, so that's why they have to be assigned someone who is part of the swamp to tell people how to navigate. Let's just make it easier. Or, how about this, hold our politicians to a higher standard. If they can't figure it out, they probably shouldn't be running the country, you know? I mean, if you can't figure out how to do stuff, then what are you doing in Congress? Come on.
You know, you're talking about how long those people have been there. Robert Byrd was in the Senate for over 51 years. The representative from Michigan, whose wife is now in his old job, John Dingell, he was from 1955 to 2015. He succeeded his father, who'd been there for 25 years, it's been in the family since World War II, before World War II. Same family. Debbie Dingell. And then she was reelected again.
Where did it start, though, that, like, if the husband dies, then the wife gets the seat? Where did that doesn't that seem weird?
Not
like it feels very, but it feels happened. Very like it would have made sense like back in the days when the Constitution was written, right? So if the patriarch of the family dies, then the wife who was also running the farm, the whatever, you know, would be qualified to step in and represent her own interests. It just seems like now with everybody having different careers, it feels weird that, you know, like just a wife who could be in any career just steps in and owns an office now. It's weird.
It doesn't always happen. It happened like for Sonny.
Name recognition. Look at the
right,
Kennedys.
It happened for Sonny Bono. And,
And look at the Kennedys. So here's something that's interesting and changing. State legislatures that are adopting term limits. Montana, 8 years. South Dakota, 8 years. Nebraska, 8 years. Missouri, 8 years. 6 years in Michigan. 8 years in Ohio, 8 years in Florida, 8 years in Colorado, 12 years in Arizona, 12 years. So you have, in California, you have a state legislature that has term limits, Jennifer. I didn't know that.
Sort of. But there are a lot of people who are grandfathered in.
Yeah.
Right. Some of the people who are already there before that get to stay. So it's kind of, we voted for term limits, but they aren't really there. It's very bizarre. No. They find loopholes.
I like you. Well, that's it. Interesting, because I remember when Ted Cruz was running, I think Marco Rubio as well, they both were in favor of term limits until they got in there. They ran.
It's always the way it goes.
On term limits, and then, things have changed. Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Things have changed. And then there were those people who
finally have someone decent in office. You don't want to mess that
up. Yeah, we don't want to get rid of him. The Supreme Court, some people want term limits on that, too. Interesting to see how that goes. How many people know who Alphonso David is? Nobody knows.
Nope.
Okay, I got one up on you. He was the president, is the important word here, of the Human Rights Campaign. He advised Governor Cuomo.
No, this is a she. That was a woman, I believe, right?
Alphonso?
There was another woman who was the head of that. Who just
there is,
but down.
This guy is the head of the LGBTQ branch of it. The human rights group. Anyway.
A lot of people stepped down related to Cuomo in that report.
So he's out because he advised Cuomo on how to handle his harassment claims.
Yeah.
Is that a hanging offense? I suppose it is.
I don't know. It's a lot of people are, you know, it's everyone's getting canceled. So I don't know. It's, you know, if you are a friend and you try to help your friend out, does that count as, you know, does that blur the lines into what you do for a living? Yes, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It's very murky.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge was going to play Mrs. Smith, the television adaptation of the movie that starred Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, right? So they're bringing that to TV.
Yes.
Donald Glover was going to be the husband. Mr. Smith, she was going to be the wife, but apparently the two of them can't stand one another, and she left.
No, that's not true.
What's the problem?
No, they have had creative differences because they're both writing and producing the show, but they're still friends. They have been friends. That's why they want to do it together. But she's also on the Indiana Jones film. She's in that. So, and then he's going back to filming Atlanta, which is his hit series
TV
for
show.
FX.
Right.
So, there's still, I mean, from everything that.
Oh, come on, you ruined a good juicy story.
Well, it's not that juicy. I don't know. I don't like starting rumors that they hate each other. That's stupid.
Did I say? I didn't use the word hate.
So can't stand
good
each other.
It's good for Doug Dish. Yeah, right.
Yeah, this is actually, that was, thank you. Doug's Dirt, Doug's Dish, there it was.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You followed it up. Don't forget, you can hear the DJV Show on demand and hear what's trending. Listen to the DJV Show podcast, the DJV Show podcast at DJVShow.com or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Yippee, 47 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation, and there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is, and are they reputable, and do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Don't forget, you are in good health. A little therapy. You can get it on Zodiac Magic, the original podcast that I do with astrologer Laura Banks and psychic Mary O'Malley. Check it out new every week at the same place where you get your other podcasts. Check it out, Zodiac Magic.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
After the hour here on the DJV program. Dr. Jack is not with us today, but I thought it would be important for us, Victoria and Jay, to talk about superfoods, what we know about plant-based superfoods as a way of focusing on a certain type of health and how you achieve it. So we'll do that right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, Victoria, Jay, oh, this is Doug Steffen, by the way, on the DJV program. Do you know and do you use superfood? You know what a superfood, what's a good example of a superfood?
Broccoli.
Well, that's in a category of what they call green foods. And most green foods are superfoods, right?
And veggies. Fish.
Fish is a superfood? I think it depends on whether it's where it's caught, much as anything
it's
else.
It's a good source of protein. What is it, the omega-6? No, omega-3 fatty acids.
But yeah, omega-3s, by the way, are the ones you want. You don't want omega-6s or omega-9s. Omega-3s are what you want. I've found over the years, we've had various sponsors that have been producers of green food, green organic superfoods. Then we had those super beets. Remember them, Victoria?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Super beets that were advertised for a long, long time. And I still hear their advertisements here and there. It's what they do is they cook the – this is true whether it's the greens or whether it's the super beets. They cook the stuff and then they dry it and they powder it. And there's something somehow or other that is captured when you powder it. But I don't even – how do you just grind it up? I guess I never asked that question as many times as I had somebody on. Remember, there was a guy I had on from Beyond – some kind of beyond, it was a green food. Anyway, and I remember asking him the question about how it's the whatever it is, it's almost like pollen. The stuff is so fine, and you put it in a capsule. What the heck's the name of that company? You know who I'm talking about.
I'm trying to think of it. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, so I guess the question here is, how many of you are eating these superfoods? Do you get them as a supplement? Do you get them from the food itself? Well, I got a big garden this year. Last night I had broccoli, green beans, and yellow squash with a piece of fish. That's pretty good. I think that's pretty good, frankly. But acknowledging that if you cook this stuff, a little bit of butter on it, it's really yummy, frankly. A little salt, it's just fabulous. One of the things I can't stand are these powdered, the stuff, I don't mind taking them as a supplement in a capsule, but when you put them in a drink, yuck. Ugh. Awful. You had those, you know, the greens that you put in the drink, like you have a protein drink. Some people will add a kombucha, which is something else supposed to be a superfood that tastes like pure sewage water.
Yeah, the spirulina and stuff. Ugh. If it dissolves properly, it's not so bad. But when it doesn't dissolve, you can taste it, and it's gritty, and it's just not. No,
what do you mean
no
dissolve? I don't know what you mean. What dissolves?
Yeah,
out
if
of
it
your
does,
mouth?
If it clumps up, then oof, in the water.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that's part of it. You know, you get right down to the nitty gritty, and having it without. I don't think you need to have these supplements. I think you just go for the food, right? But once again, back to one of the things we were talking about in the American Family Farmer program this past week, the origin of the seeds and how the growing is handled. Are there all kinds of sprays on this stuff? What's the difference between organic and non-organic? There's a huge, the stuff that's not organic is basically not too good for you. It may be not good for you at all. If you're thinking about, you know, certain types of veggies or the things you have in your cereal bowl. Are you conscious of what you eat in your cereal bowl? That's another thing. The superfoods that are available that are good cereals are not usually the most popular cereals. The stuff that's most popular has lots of sugar in it. So there's some food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun, courtesy of the ideas that me has.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.